Welcome to the Marketing Society podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pigger, editor at the Society. And for today's pod, we have another episode in our series, Starter for 10. So it's a series of 10-minute talks from clever people in our network about things of interest to marketers. For today's talk, we've got the marketing leadership thinker, speaker, and author, and founder of the Marketing Leadership Masterclass, and honorary fellow of the Marketing Society, Thomas Barter. He's here to talk about why marketers must be brave right now, especially now. Over to you, Thomas.
Michael, thank you very much for the introductions, and thanks for having me. And it's a great time to talk about this paradox that we have in marketing, that we need more of it, and then people want less of it sometimes. And let me explain, right? We're just coming out of a pandemic. I say this by meaning I do hope we're coming out of a pandemic. Of course, it seems to be changing every day, but it's a very special time. And when I look around what's happening in companies, is that all the CEOs and all the CFOs and the COOs and all the O's, they're all looking for growth. Everybody's like, want to grow back. They want to, you know, bring things back and, you know, grow again. Unless you're a tech firm, then you had a really good time already last year. But for most firms, it's like, okay, how do we grow back? And at the same time, they're firing marketers and they're cutting budgets. And what's wrong here, right? There's something is wrong. And now, not everybody is experiencing it in this extreme way that I just said it, but there is that paradox right now. And especially during the pandemic, marketers had to really, many times push and pitch above their weight, yeah, to get their way. So it's obvious that if you want to succeed in marketing right now, you have to be brave, because you have to probably do things that are slightly against what other people think you should do, which is like cutting your budgets or like having less of it. Yes, you have to convince people to do different things, maybe that they don't have on their radar screen. So that's why right now marketers have to be brave. And I'm going to talk about not just the idea. I mean, it's very easy to talk about that idea, but let me share with you the largest ever study we have done on bravery in marketing together with the Marketing Society. And I want to share with you not only what we learned, but also how you can be brave, and more importantly, why you can be brave. That's the idea for today. So 10 minutes and I'm pretty sure I'll get this done. Before I do this, let me point out, we aren't teaching bravery in marketing. And no marketer, right, comes into the role where everything you do is about the future. You can't prove it. You know, no matter how large you grow as a marketer, you never have enough power really, really hard to prove things and to convince people, because you always have so many people that can say no. Tricky job. But who comes into this role with bravery skills? We're not teaching that in university. In fact, no. I mean, I did like a lot of marketing courses. I could tell you exactly how to do an ad and TV and also the different media, but nobody taught me to be brave. It was never really on the agenda. And in fact, he still is. It's very hard to learn this. And Sil Sella, who many of you know, former CMO of Diageo, she joined me not long ago. And we built that Marketing Leadership Masterclass. In fact, we did one together with the Marketing Society not long ago. And that's a class where, you know, we're teaching people bravery. And it's unique. Very few people are doing this. In fact, we're starting next one in September, if you're interested. And here is something I want to put out today. We need more stories of brave marketers. And if you send one my way, or send it to Michael or the Society, and for the top three stories on bravery in marketing, things that you did or that you've seen people do in marketing were really brave, we're going to give away a free seat on the class if you want. So send it our way. We have three seats. So send us your stories. This is about a marketer having been brave, doing something that wasn't on the agenda and then succeeded or in fact failed. That's also fine, right? We're going to come to that. So bravery in marketing, why does it matter? First off, brave people are generally the ones that make a difference. I don't know if you remember September 2018, there was an air controller and his name was Antonius Gumanagung, long name, Indonesia, and he saved 160 lives. And what happened is that he was in his tower at Palu Airport and there was an earthquake. It was just announced that everybody fled the tower and he stayed put and he made sure that the waiting plane, which is a Baltic airplane, could take off. And it just took off. 160 people on board survived. The earthquake struck the airport. Now, Antonius died, but he was the one that was brave and he saved 160 people. There's a Paralympic sprinter, his name is Johannes Floors, someone I know really well. And he is basically running world record after world record. And I say, you can look it up, it's really true. In the 100 meters, 400 meters, he has gold medals, you know, all over. He's 23 years old. And he can do this because when he was young, at age 16, he decided to have his legs amputated because he couldn't walk. He had a disability. He couldn't walk. So he said, let me amputate my legs. Now I can walk. And now he's the fastest para sprinter in the world. And I think what this tells you is that bravery can change things. Bravery is often behind major successes. And that's not just, you know, in the world of sports and politics and so on. I mean, remember Mark Evans, a direct line, he brought in the Winston Wolfe character, you know, from Pulp Fiction to show people that direct line is fixing things, right? Very brave marketing. I mean, and it wasn't just brave in the market, it was brave internally. I mean, just imagine this would have gone wrong. I don't think he would have kept his job, but he felt it was important, so he did it. Bravery makes a difference. And in your role right now in marketing, the current climate we live in, it's not given that marketing is supported, that you are supported, so you have to sometimes take brave action to find your way. Now, let's talk about the science, you know, and behind this, and why does it actually matter? So we did, in fact, with the Marketing Society and TNS, the largest ever study on bravery in marketing. What we did is we worked with over 1,200 leaders in over 60 countries, and we tried to figure out if bravery actually matters. Because remember, it's a buzzword, right? Everyone talks about bravery. There's a brave browser, there's brave beer, brave toilet paper, God knows what, right? So does it matter? By the way, what is bravery? So in marketing, we narrowed it down and we worked with psychologists to say, what does actually bravery mean? So we said, okay, three things, right? There's moral bravery, which means you stand up for your beliefs. You say, no, that's wrong, right? And we have to change it, right? The second one is psychological bravery. That means you go out there and you're brave enough to take the pushback. You know, you say, I'm fine, you know, just, you know, push back on me. I'm okay, right? I'm psychologically strong. But there's also speed. You know, sometimes waiting is dangerous. So sometimes you got to act fast and do you dare? So that's bravery. And then we looked at what matters. Now, here's the thing. In fact, we didn't just look at bravery. We also looked at other things because we threw everything in the mix. And we figured that 20% of success in marketing, business success, is about the skills and the expertise. So that's your, you know, marketing skills, you know, social media skills, pricing skills, distribution, whatever you're good at. 20%, important. 25%, the company. Now we can blame someone very good. It's not you, right? It is your boss, it's the firm and what have you. But brave leadership behaviors, the ones that I just talked about, the moral bravery, the psychological bravery, the speed, they explain over 50% of success, right? That's half your success, your business success is bravery. That's a big deal. Now here comes the thing. Now you could say, wow, you know, that's probably not me. I'm not, you know, I'm not that person that goes into the office every single year. I'm brave, you know, I'm going to change. No, you don't have to. And here is the fascinating thing. So we looked at the two groups of people, the ones that were always brave and the ones that were never brave. and then everybody else. So guess what? The ones that were always brave were not more successful. Can you believe that? I can believe this, because if you're always brave every single day in your office when you come in, they'll just fire you because they get sick and tired of you, because you just annoy everybody. No, that's not how organizations work, right? Then we looked at the people that were never brave, that were just taking along, taking it easy, just going with the flow. They had way less business impact than anybody else. So the very brave ones were better, but the cautious ones were the ones that were really failing. And then everybody else was actually doing fine. And you know what's interesting is that what this shows us, you cannot be brave all the time. There's no way, but you have to be brave when it matters. And the truth is, companies do not reward you for bravery, whatever they say, right? Companies reward you for success. So you got to pick your battles. And that's the point. If you want to be brave as a marketer, and you have to be brave, you have to pick your battles. And think about it this way. And I said this once at the Marketing Society conference. So maybe some of you remember. You enter a room and there's this spider. There's a venomous spider on the other side of the room at the wall. And then you come in, it can kill you, right? So what do? You go there, have a look, or you just walk back. Most people would probably walk back because it would be stupid to go there. Same scene, same spider, same room. Now there's a sleeping baby under the spider. What would you do now? Would you run away? Or would you kind of try to hide away, get close, be brave, and fetch that baby? And many people would. And it shows you that bravery is purpose minus fear. So to be braver, you can fight your fear, right? I like spiders, they're fine, maybe, or you find a real purpose. And that's the point in marketing. You got to be brave, and you got to ask yourself, what is so important in my role that I'm now brave, that I'm brave enough? And in fact, if I get fired for my bravery, then I got fired for a really good reason and I'm proud of it. So find your bravery. That's the summary. Find your reason to be brave. Pick your battles. Because as a marketer, right now, you will have to be brave. The question to you is, why should you?
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much, Thomas. As usual, full of wisdom and insight. And yes, it reminds me a lot of your conference talk that you gave for us a year or two ago before the pandemic. And yes, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on. And for those that want to get on the course, the Marketing Leadership Masterclass, we'll put some details on that as well and in the show notes, and anything else that Thomas cares to point us towards. But for now, thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you.